brought to you by Phillips 66 Aviation, the most trusted wings in aviation, and by Lightspeed Zulu, simply the quietest, most comfortable headset in the world. With over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.
This is Mary Grady reporting for AvWeb from Air Venture 2010, and I'm talking with George Bai of Bai Energy, and he just announced a partnership with Cessna to develop an electric Skyhawk, so we're going to get some details on that program. Hi, George.
How are you doing?
So where do you go from here? How will this project proceed?
The first stage is flying the proof of concept, all electric 172. Second stage, we've progressed to the STC effort. So first stage is systems, evaluation, kind of exercising the motor and the batteries, but always with the STC and certification in mind, setting up the stage two aspect. And of course, that would involve the FAA in a very deliberate manner from beginning to end.
So what do you see as the main barriers technologically to this, and also what kind of time frame do you have in mind?
Well, we should be flying in the next 6 to 8 months or so, by first quarter or so in that time frame next year. And then a year to two for the STC. And of course, as we progress, even in the last few months, we've seen the battery technology advance, greater energy density, more capability of storing energy per unit weight. And of course, that's the key for an airplane, is weight. And so we're expecting in the next 2 to 3 years time frame that we'll be able to fly for 2 years, or two hours, all electric, and then use an auxiliary power unit, an APU, for another 2 hours. So the airplane will really have its full capability. And then in due course, battery technology continuing, we expect the APU eventually will no longer be needed and will be all electric.
So the APU would be fueled by avgas then?
No. We understand, as we all are quite worried, all of us general aviation pilots are worried about the availability of aviation gasoline, and of course it's leaded. And so while that concern remains and undoubtedly will be a topic for months, years to come, our approach with the auxiliary power unit was to set aside that fuel issue and use a jet fuel, heavy fuel.
Oh, okay. So it would be sort of a hybrid project then.
It's for those in alternative energy, it's actually called a series hybrid, a plug-in series hybrid. That's right.
Okay, so you don't see any real technological, you could do that with the technology that's available right now.
Yes, that's right. It's available today.
So if you anticipate bringing this to market, do you have an idea what the price difference would be between this and an ordinary airplane?
Well, we see prices coming down as the technology matures, and rather than address what we think a specific target would be, our approach, of course, will be to work together with Cessna in trying to come to a commercialization opportunity in the years ahead. But right now, the focus is the proof of concept, and of course, flying that sometime in the next 6 months or so.
And what? Just one more question. So what is the participation of Cessna basically? Are they basically giving you an airplane to work with, or is it more of a partnership than that?
We actually acquired the aircraft ourselves. Cessna is supporting us with engineering, some of the details, of course, with regard to the airplane and building up the systems and so forth. The Cessna engineers have been great, and of course we thank Jack, who's of course with us right now, and Bob and the Cessna crew for the wonderful support that we've been getting.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Again, this has been Mary Grady with AvWeb, talking with George Bai of Bai Energy. Thank you, George.
Thank you, Mary.
If you could own the world's quietest, most comfortable aviation headset, why would you want anything else? Visit Lightspeed Aviation's pavilion outside Hangar B and ask about our expanded trade-up program, opening the door to everyone ready to move up to a Zulu. And while you're here, vote for your favorite aviation charity, the top five will each receive $10,000 from the Lightspeed Aviation Foundation.